Now, perhaps the most prestigious and well-known award for art in Australia is the Archibald Prize, which is awarded annually to the creator of the country's best portrait. This year saw a record number of entrants, with 51 finalists narrowed down from 919. We're joined now by Tony Costa, whose portrait of Lindy Lee has won this year's Archibald. Tony, welcome to the show and big congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Good morning. So you've been a finalist an impressive three times in the last 5 years. Did you have a feeling that this would be your year?
No, I don't get those feelings. I just aim for the best portrait I can do and the strongest portrait I can create.
Fantastic.
And the rest of it's up to the gods, I think.
Fantastic. Well, big congrats again. And your painting is of fellow artist Lindy Lee. What made you approach her and ask her to do a portrait?
Well, quite simply, Lindy Lee is an extraordinary artist herself. She started life as a portrait painter and then moved on to sculpture much later. But the thing that impressed me about Lindy Lee was her tremendous focus to our art practice, her humility, her wisdom, her humour. She was the full package. I thought she was, I listened to an interview that she gave and researched, Lindy's life and felt that a great affinity for the sorts of things that she aspired to and felt, she would make a great subject.
Sure, sure. And you did complete this painting in a relatively short period of time, only one or two sessions it took you. Do you find that you work better when under time pressure, or would you normally take longer on a piece?
Well, I put myself under that sort of pressure because I like to do the painting in one or two sitting at the most. The risk is if you start working over a painting over a long period, the paint becomes tired and so I try and avoid that. I always say that my hand is 1 millisecond ahead of my brain.
Wow. Okay. And and you've said that the most important part of all your work is feeling. What was the overarching feeling that you tried to capture in your portrait of Lindy?
Well, I guess the most obvious thing in the painting is that, you know, Lindy sat there for 6 hours with a break for lunch in the middle of the day, but it was incredibly peaceful. It was silent. This painting is about silence. It's about meditation. It's about emptying the head. And the focus is on the interior. And there's a Zen concept which says that who and what we are extend well beyond the boundaries of our skin. And for a long time, I've been interested in that internal stuff, which I refer to as the energy of the person, or I'm going to use a tricky word here, the spiritual quality of that person. And they're really the things that I hope to trap. I don't try to trap them, because the minute you try to do something, that's when the painting moves further and further away from you. Mm-hmm. With Taoism, which is another area that Lindy's interested in, and I am as well, you have to drop all expectations. So when I go into the studio, I don't actually expect to create a good or strong painting. I just go in there to enjoy myself. And then if something happens and I'm happy with it, that's great. But I also have to be prepared to destroy the work if it doesn't work.
Oh, wow. And I have had a chance to see the piece myself, and it does have a very calm feeling. So you've definitely managed to capture that. And I'm sure, obviously, other people realize that as well. And have you managed to catch up with Lindy since winning? What has her reaction been?
Well, unfortunately, Lindy's been in New York working on a large commission for the gates of Chinatown in Manhattan. And then since there, she's moved to Shanghai, where I think the work is being produced. She's creating a very large piece. But what I did do, I sent some happy snaps to her several weeks ago when the painting was completed. And she wrote back, she sent an email saying, I think the work's coming along nicely, or words to that effect. So I wrote back and said, no, that is the painting. It's not coming along. That's arrived. It has arrived. I think she likes it, and she'll be back in Australia, I think, next week. So she's looking forward to seeing it, and I'm looking forward to seeing Lindy.
That's fantastic. She may have felt a bit awkward after you said that then. And so going through your background, so you originally studied law before you decided to pursue art full-time. How difficult was that transition from, you could argue, a relatively stable career into art?
Well, no, I can tell you that it wasn't difficult at all. My heart really resided in painting, and it was just sort of that transitional period where I was needing to make a decision. I started failing exams, and want to paint. I shouldn't be here. And so I switched from law to painting. I went along to Julian Ashton, then to Desiderius Orban, a Hungarian artist who was working down in the Rocks area at the time. This is in the late 70s, and a very long time ago. And I've never looked back. It's been the best decision in my life, and it's thanks to the support that I got from my family that I was able to make the transition without any pain.
Fantastic. And you're obviously born to do this. And so what would you say, just lastly, to any aspiring artists out there who may be listening right now?
Paint what you love, be extremely patient, and that's essentially it. Just enjoy what you do and make the practice, your art practice, the primary focus, and money issues shouldn't come into the equation. Just do what you love, because I have a theory that if you love something long enough, it'll love you back.
Fantastic. Well, Tony, thank you very much for your time this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure, and congratulations again on the artwork.
Thank you, Julia.
Thanks. Bye, Tony.